Rogers.
WTAW News Time is 8:04. It's 39 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Merrymaids. Call 979-595-1111 or go to merrymaids.com. Merrymaids, relax, it's done. Good morning, I'm Kat McMullen. Texas A&M has an interim president. Saturday morning, the Board of Regents came out of an executive session lasting nearly 2 hours and unanimously named Dean of the Agriculture School and System Vice Chancellor Mark Hussey. Regent Tony Busby of Houston disputed media reports that there was infighting about the appointment.
They've said it's a call to arms. They've said there's a clash or a face-off, a crisis. Texas A&M is known as having a long military tradition. We're very proud of that, but I don't think we're known for that.
Governor Perry, an Aggie graduate, had supported another vice chancellor who did not come from the classroom. Regents Chairman Phil Adams O'Brien spoke of the governor during the special meeting.
Our Governor Perry honored us in a great way by giving us this opportunity to serve these institutions in this system that we love so much. And we know that after Dr. Lofton leaves the middle of January, we know we're going to be in good hands here at A&M with Dr. Hussey as our interim.
Chancellor John Sharp says Hussey was not seeking the A&M presidency on a permanent basis. There was no announcement who will take over for Hussey when he begins his new role January 14th, nor was there an update on the search for a permanent successor for Bowen Lofton. Over the weekend, the FDIC said two branches of a Texas bank affiliated with the FDIC that failed were taken over by College Station-based Spirit of Texas Bank. Federal regulators announced closing Texas Community Bank of the Woodlands. The failure of Texas Community Bank is expected to cost the Federal Insurance Fund more than $10 million. Spirit of Texas Bank agreed to assume all of TCB's deposits, valued at $160 million, and more than $142 million in failed assets. Two men are in the hospital after a shooting in Bryan Saturday night. Police report this was in a neighborhood near the junction of La Brisa and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Investigators say a fight between two groups who were involved in an ongoing dispute led to one man pulling out a gun and firing multiple shots. The victim's injuries are serious but not considered life-threatening. The gunman escaped the scene with the woman in a dark-colored Mitsubishi Gallant. A fight before dawn Friday between several men led to a stabbing in College Station. Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says a man received multiple stab wounds outside an apartment complex near the intersection of Welsh and Southwest Parkway after a verbal argument got physical. Two men fled the scene on foot.
Our criminal investigations division came out and began their investigation. They were able to get their side of the story, and at this point we're working with our local prosecutor's office as we proceed forward with the investigation as to whether charges will or will not be filed.
Flieger says the victim is in the hospital being treated for his injuries, which are not life-threatening. Owners of rental residential properties in College Station are being asked to take a survey about potential changes to city regulations. There are members of the city council who want more enforcement action. One example cited by Blanche Brick involves more than four unrelated occupants.
I think we have to be aware that there is a cost to this, but there is a greater cost in watching our neighborhoods disintegrate and not be safe for the kinds of families and the kind of students and renters who want to be responsible citizens.
Other ideas included changing the current registration process to requiring permits for rental homes. Discussion will continue when the council holds a retreat next month. Christmas is almost here, but as you deck your halls, be wary of fire hazards, especially electrical ones. William Bells of the Bryan Fire Department says buying quality decorations and obeying the instructions can be a game changer.
Think about making sure that our decorations are up to the level they should be. Don't modify them. Buy UL-rated stuff. Whatever you put in your house, your investment, you're investing in its safety when you bring in some 49-cent decoration that's powered. So get some good stuff and read the instructions.
He says, don't connect more light strands than are recommended by the manufacturer and turn off your Christmas tree when you leave home or go to bed. It could prevent a major tragedy. Graduation weekend at Sam Houston State University included the deaths of three students and a fourth in the hospital. Sam Houston police received a report Saturday morning just before 5 of a single car crash with a vehicle resting against a university building. Students who were killed were from Houston, Brownsville, and San Juan. The student who was injured from the Woodlands was last listed in good condition at St. Joseph's in Bryan. Officials suspect speeding was a factor in the wreck, which closed the main routes in and out of campus for 4 hours. University officials say their counseling center is open today. And the Texas Enterprise Fund was established to attract businesses and jobs to Texas, but some have referred to it as Governor Perry's $500 million slush fund. Now, for the first time in the 10-year history of the fund, it's been audited. State Senator and gubernatorial candidate Wendy Davis says, with $490 million going to more than 100 projects, it's time to check up.
We want, obviously, to continue to create partnerships to grow jobs, but we also want to make sure that the money that we use to do that is delivering.
There's currently $150 million left in the fund. WTAW News Time is 8:10. It's 40 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Merry Maids. We'll have more news for you at 8:30, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Howdy, Ags. Want to know the best gift you can give that special lady in your life? It's a professional house cleaning from Merry Maids, America's number one residential cleaning service and voted best of the Brazos for the last 6 years. Merry Maids provides gift certificates to help your special lady celebrate her birthday, Mother's Day, Valentine's Day, or to help her get the house ready for weekend guests. Call Merry Maids at 979-595-1111. Your entire house will be spotless and your lady will love it. Call Merry Maids at 595-1111 and give her one less thing to worry about.
The Farm Patch can help you with all of your entertaining, decorating, and gift-giving needs this year. The Farm Patch has the extremely popular classic fruit and gourmet baskets that are exceptional. You can even pick up your fresh shell pecans, nuts, and fruits for your holiday baking. And don't forget to pick up your freshly cut Christmas tree at the Farm Patch Christmas Tree Lot under the big red and white tent on University Drive. The Farm Patch wishes you a Merry Christmas.
Hey, good morning. It's 8:11. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by the folks at United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast roof system. World's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure's in control of the weather again today, but the center of the high is moving off to our east, so we'll gradually get rid of the chilly temperatures. Today, sunshine and 65. Clear tonight, 35 to 40. Sunshine for tomorrow with highs of 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, skies are going to be generally clear. Lows will be around 40. Wednesday, we'll see sunshine with a high of 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Grandpa got run over by a beer truck.
Beer truck.
Coming out of Woody's Christmas Day.
Day.
Grandpa got a job out at the brewery. I never knew that she could drive that way.
There you go. I mean, if that could be more offensive than the original.
Well, that's even the score, right?
Yeah, I guess that's probably right. You know, the one thing we forgot to tell you about the guy who put the 38,182 Brussels sprouts inside the Mini Cooper, after he found out what the answer was, then he emptied the car out by hand, and he took them to a local soup kitchen to feed the homeless.
Oh.
Now,
well, they could clean them.
Well, I'm just saying that, and, you know, I'm sure the homeless are very thankful to have some food, but do you think that really when they get there, Brussels sprouts is what they want on their plate?
I mean, if it's swimming in butter, I'll eat it.
I like Brussels sprouts.
Well, I do, too, but I'm just saying there are a lot of people who don't, and, you know, they're like cabbage's evil twin.
No.
Or smaller cousin, but nonetheless, I just thought that was a kind of an unfit ending for them, after all. So we'll see how that works out.
Well, what else would you do with them?
That's right. And a girl who filmed her skateboarding adventure on a helmet cam shocked when a herd of cows got in her way.
I would see that. That would be shocking for me.
Longboard girl hits cows. It's had 150 views on YouTube already. So the video starts out normal. Girl skateboarding down a rural road. But as she rounds a curve, there are the cows appearing out of nowhere saying, "Eat more chicken." The bad news is that she runs face first into an 1,100-pound bovine. Good news is neither she nor the cow were hurt. So all's well that ends well, and it's all on YouTube for you to see. 8:13, Bill McGuire here this morning from the Better Business Bureau. Howdy.
Howdy.
You got stuff for us today?
Yep, but I can't hear you.
You can't. Well, let's see. That's interesting. Well, let's try that. No, that. Well, I don't know. The headphones aren't working. Yeah, never mind. Okay, they're not talking bad about you. So
okay.
All right, you can hear you.
I can hear me?
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
I can hear me.
Okay.
Well, you know, Christmas shopping's rounding the bend.
Yeah, we're here. That's for sure.
Got just a week or so left. Yeah. And just want to let people know, in the past year, Better Business Bureau has shut down more than 100 fraudulent websites that illegally steal the famous BBB logo and imply they are legitimate sites. But a noticeable trend, Scott, is recently these websites are starting to use variables of overstock.com in their domain name, hoping to fool consumers into thinking they are shopping with the real overstock.com. Overstock.com is a highly visible online retailer, and it's no wonder that scammers are trying to mimic them. Anything they can do to try and divert your dollars to them instead of to the real retailer. And we've been seeing this with other major retailers as well. So BBB is warning consumers, be careful and look for the real domain when it comes to major retail sites. The web address is simple. It's overstock.com. Can't get much more simple than that. That's all. If the name is longer or it uses any additional words or letters, if it has any words other than overstock before the .com, it's not the real website. It's as simple as that. Overstock.com is a BBB accredited business with an A rating as well as a national partner of the Council of Better Business Bureaus. The company's been recognized by many organizations, including CompuWare, as a Best of the Web Award winner for 4 years in a row. So trust me, you'd much rather deal with those guys than some fake domain.
Without a doubt, yep.
Yeah. BBB suggests the following tips for online shoppers to avoid bogus websites. First of all, go to bbb.org to look up the BBB business review of your favorite online retailer. On the payment page, look for HTTPS at the beginning of the address with the S, which stands for secure. That means it's secure to use your credit card on. And speaking of credit cards, Scott, you want to make sure you use a credit card instead of a debit card when shopping online for greater protection against possible fraud. We've got a few more suggestions, and if you want to hear about them, call the BBB at 260-2222. We'd be glad to help you with that.
All right, sounds good. Thanks a lot, and have a good holiday, Bill. Bill McGuire here, yep, from the Better Business Bureau, and our community segment is brought to you by Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company, serving your insurance needs since 1936 with honesty and integrity.
Haven't heard from your insurance agent in a while? Don't know who to contact to get answers to your questions about coverage? At Van Dyke Rankin, they realize there are a lot of unanswered questions you might have with your current coverage, particularly health care coverage. Look them up. They'll calm your fears and make sure you know what you have and with whom. Van Dyke Rankin Insurance Company. Honesty, integrity, doing it right. Serving the greater Brazos Valley area and beyond since 1936. That's VANDYKERANKIN.com.
Norma G Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G Tractor, pay cash, and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995 for your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G, Texas. Visit NormaGTractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G Tractor.
Might see an early rally on Wall Street. This is the Dow Jones Money Report. I'm Jeff Bellinger. Stocks appear headed for a Monday rebound after a losing week on Wall Street. The futures are higher this morning. Investors are still anxious about the Federal Reserve meeting that opens tomorrow. Economists think the central bank will start winding down its stimulus soon, though maybe not at this week's meeting. Workers were really cranking it out over the summer. The Labor Department says productivity posted the biggest increase in nearly 4 years in the third quarter. That could argue in favor of the Fed keeping its monetary stimulus measures in place. A technology company says it is out to revolutionize the way we watch TV. Channelmaster has a new subscription-free DVR. It says makes it easy to record and watch HD quality broadcast TV and streaming video. Amazon has labor problems in Germany. Workers are striking at some locations, and union representatives from Germany will be in Seattle to protest outside Amazon headquarters today. Jeff Bellinger, Dow Jones Money Report.
I started going cold turkey. Well, at least when I'm in the car.
I know I shouldn't do it, but it's so hard to stop. That's why I hide it from myself, so I won't be tempted.
I used to do it all the time. I stopped by locking it in my glove compartment.
My friend used to do it way too much. Now I turn it off when we're in the car.
My solution is simple. I just don't do it.
There are lots of ways to stop yourself and others from texting and driving. How will you stop? Tell us at StopTextStopWrecks.org. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Before you hire...
Hey, Bob, how's business? Is the new website helping?
Not good. I can't figure out how to get the website finished. How did you do it?
Easy. I called Web.com. They built my website for free. Then they promoted it on all the search engines.
Like Google, Yahoo, and Bing?
Exactly. And Web.com has helped grow my business so much, I had to bring on new staff.
Hey, if Web.com did it for you, they're perfect for me.
Call now 1-800-535-8815. That's 1-800-535-8815. Again, 1-800-535.
The Dow Jones Money Report is brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
You know, it dawned on me the other day, one of the most comfortable places you can sit is in your car. And you know why? Because it's adjustable. You can make that seat go up, down, left, right, firmer back, softer back, whatever the case may be. Well, why not take that same premise to your bedroom and get a Sleep Number bed? Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor, and my sleep number right now is 65. That changes a little bit, but it's absolutely awesome because you can adjust the bed to make it comfortable. And the really cool part is your partner can adjust the bed to what they want as well. And now they've got the AirFit adjustable pillow. It's a Sleep Number product, and it is awesome because now you can adjust the firmness or softness of your pillow depending on how you are. And I think I told you about this. I was crawling up in the attic, and I twisted my neck a little bit, and it was just bothering me. So I softened my pillow up, and it was absolutely a perfect night's sleep. Head down to Texas Avenue. It's right across from Chick-fil-A. It's Sleep Number, and they've got a bunch of great stuff for you. The AirFit adjustable pillow at Sleep Number store right now, 40% savings. 425 Sleep Numbers nationwide. We got one right here in your backyard. So go visit and tell them I said hi.
The Aggie Report is next.
For 20 years, the Learfield Sports Directors Cup has been recognizing the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division,
men's and women's sports.
Each year, this award has remained the crowning achievement in college athletics, honoring the extraordinary efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us in USA Today on Twitter at LS Directors Cup or online. Two decades of excellence. The Learfield Sports Directors Cup.
We'll be talking Texas A&M basketball tonight from 7 until 8 over this radio station. It's the Billy Kennedy Show. Comes to you from Wings and More, live from Wings and More on University Drive here in College Station. And we talk all things Texas A&M basketball.
How are we going to handle their pressure? Because they do a really good job of pressuring you. And they are aggressive, and you're going to get fouled. You got to be able to play through it, and you got to be able to play through some tough possessions. Just the way they play, they're a team that makes runs, and you can't let them go on a long run. And you got to have composure in the half court offense when you're moving the ball. You can't get frustrated. Yes. No question. If any kind of fan, A&M fan or a basketball fan, this is a game to come see because. We're playing a very good team.
Texas A&M head basketball coach Billy Kennedy. The show is tonight from 7 until 8 on this station. Hey, a reminder again, fans, AggieAthletics.com. That's where you can purchase tickets for the Chick-fil-A Bowl, A&M and Duke, December 31st. I'm Dave South. That's your Aggie Report.
If you or your loved one is considered homebound, under the care of a physician, and needs assistance with either skilled nursing or therapy service, call Thrive Home Healthcare. Aggie-owned and operated, Thrive Home Healthcare provides an excellent, cost-effective medical care alternative for patients and their families. Thrive serves the 9-county area, including offices in Brenham, Belleville, Burton, and Hempstead, and has on-call nursing staff available 24 hours a day. Thrive Home Healthcare, helping others thrive. Call 846-1213 for qualifications and more information. information.
Hello, everybody. This is Chaz Allen with Little Known Facts. You know, there's been some great stories passed down through the years, but some of the best have never been told. Now, I'll be back in just a minute with one that just might surprise you.
It's the holidays, and that means some pretty delicious food being passed around that we don't normally get to eat the rest of the year. So how are you going to enjoy the holidays if you have to watch every calorie you put in your mouth, right? Well, I've got the answer. Active 8 Fat Blocker and Carb Blocker. The fat and carb blockers are on duty preventing your body from digesting much of those holiday delights so that it just doesn't turn to fat. It works beautifully. Now, it's made from the highest quality all-natural ingredients and made right here in America in an FDA-approved lab. Couldn't be safer or more effective, and costs less than a cheap dinner out for the evening. Enjoy the holidays this year, including the food. Activate fat and carb blockers only at myactivate.com. You can call them toll-free, 800-465-4411. That's 800-465-4411 or myactivate.com. They made people laugh for years. Their antics on the big screen was something that people looked forward to for weeks until a new one arrived at their local theater. They were very popular in their day, and you might remember them as the Keystone Cops, a group of policemen that just couldn't seem to get their act together. Nope. They would hang off speeding cars, walk into manholes, fight with law-abiding citizens, and constantly arrest the wrong people. I know that a lot of you have never seen an entire full-length feature of the fictional police force, but they did make quite a few movies, and a lot of shorts, too. One film featured the hilarious situation where a police chief couldn't get any officers to wear uniforms. They said it made them stick out to the criminals. During one riot involving medical students, no less, neither the rioters nor the police could tell each other apart because the cops didn't have any uniforms on. And they wouldn't wear their badges either. When the mayor insisted that the policemen wear uniforms on duty or they wouldn't get paid, well, they complied, sort of. All of the policemen wore their uniforms to work and reported in. Then they left, went home, changed into their civilian clothes, and went to work on the street. When they arrested someone, they had to run home with the criminal in tow, change back into their uniforms again, and take the crook to jail. Then it was back home, change again, and out on the streets to fight crime. Got to be quite a comedy with the officers dragging the bad guys home, changing clothes, then doing the whole thing again several times a day. In Operation Grand Pop, officers posed as derelicts in order to attract muggers. Wouldn't you know it, they arrested hundreds of innocent people, including an elderly shoeshine boy. Pretty funny stuff, wouldn't you say? But there's one thing you might find even funnier, or at least more interesting. Everything I just told you, officers refusing to wear a uniform, arresting the wrong people, running home with criminals in tow to change clothes, fighting with medical students, all of that, it really happened. You see, it's a little-known fact that the Keystone Cops was derived from the exploits of what was in 1857 considered to be the worst police force in the world, the Philadelphia Police Department. I do believe they have cleaned up their act now, though.
827. How about 827? West Coast did 627. 827. A company's public shaming of a ranting customer has resulted in a flood of orders. Every company, every company gets their share of like negative feedback. These days, often Facebook is a wonderful place for that. And quite often, the rant is unfair. This one had to do with poor service or just companies in general feeling like, I mean, and if you have a business and somebody unfairly attacks you on Facebook, there's not a whole lot you can do. But in Washington State, Yakima-based Liberty Bottle Works, the only American-made metal bottle in the marketplace, got a complaint, written in all caps, of course, plus the angry phone calls and the emails. And so the company co-founder and COO, Ryan Clark, decided to respond. That's a little bit lengthy, but this is what Ryan Clark, the chief operating officer and co-founder, did. Quote, don't do business with this company if you want it handled right, wrote the customer on Facebook. They wait over a week to let you know that they've lost your payment. They provide a phone number, and then nobody answers the number. And you're given some sort of a deadline like Christmas to them. Then forget about it. This product is great. The company is not. That's what the person quoted. So Ryan Clark writes in response, normally I do not hop into Facebook rants, but this one needed to be addressed. First of all, thank you for your order and your desire to support American companies, job creation, green manufacturing, and the hiring of vets. We did receive your numerous voicemails and emails. The buck stops with me. This will, I am sure, upset you, but my customer service team will not be helping you on the weekends. Your voicemail stated, it's the holidays, you should be working. And your email stated, instead of doing my Christmas cards and enjoying the holiday spirit, I should be dealing with this. Well, perhaps you need to spend a bit more time embracing the holiday spirit. You see, my employees were home with their families doing their cards and baking their cookies. Family first, product second. If you want immediate service on a Saturday, try supporting your local retail establishments, such as Bill and Paul's Sporthouse, or the Food Co-op, or Barnes Ace Hardware that carry our product. As to your original complaint, we emailed you within 24 hours of your order concerning the PayPal issue. Second, we called you first thing this morning in response to your angry voicemails, but you hung up on us when we introduced ourselves saying you didn't want to talk to anybody from our company. We pride ourselves on doing things well. We pride ourselves on doing things right. We pride ourselves on doing things the American way, not instant gratification, 24-hour shopping on Thanksgiving type of American way, but with family and country type American way, the way our grandparents did things, that type of American way.
Wow.
I'm sorry that you're upset, and I will gladly give you your money back, and I am not sorry that our employees are enjoying the holidays. That right is not exclusive to you. If you would like to discuss this on the phone, you may call me on my personal cell number, which he then provided to him. If I don't get back to you right away, then understand I might be eating dinner with my wife and kids. Please be advised, we will not be shipping your order. You will not be charged. I will not do business with anybody who threatens my employees the way that you have. Have a Merry Christmas.
Oh, my God.
Attaboy!
I mean, is that cool or what?
Attaboy!
Yeah.
There was a screenshot up there, and it's gone now. They've taken it down. But, I mean, because at some point, you do have to fire the customer.
Absolutely.
At some point, the customer is not always right. And this guy sounded like he absolutely was a turd to deal with from day one. And, again, the guy said he doesn't get on Facebook very often, but he felt like he needed to defend his company.
Well, go big or go home, baby.
I like
love
it. I think
that.
It's good.
WTAW News Time is 8:32. It's 41 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Prince Irrigation, the premier Central Texas irrigation contractor. Visit PrinceIrrigation.com. Good morning. I'm Kat McMullen. A man is in the hospital with multiple stab wounds from an argument outside an apartment complex Friday morning before dawn. College Station Police Lieutenant Chuck Flieger says at least two men fled the scene on foot and were later found and interviewed for their side of the story, but no one has been arrested yet.
They were incapacitated in injuries, some pretty significant injuries, but nothing believed to be life-threatening. It is believed that that there is at least some degree of acquaintance, the level of which the relationship is part of the ongoing investigation.
Flieger says the stabbing, which began as a verbal argument, took place outside an apartment complex near the intersection of Welsh and Southwest Parkway. Two men are in the hospital after a shooting in Bryan Saturday night. Police report this was in a neighborhood near the junction of La Brisa and Harvey Mitchell Parkway. Investigators say a fight between two groups who were involved in an ongoing dispute led to one man pulling out a gun and firing multiple shots. The victim's injuries are serious but not considered life-threatening. The gunman escaped the scene with a woman in a dark-colored Mitsubishi Gallant. Over the weekend, two branches of a failed bank in the Woodlands became branch locations of a College Station-based bank. Federal regulators announced closing Texas Community Bank. The FDIC says Spirit of Texas Bank agreed to assume all of TCB's deposits and about $150 million of the failed bank's assets. TCB's closure is expected to cost the Federal Deposit Insurance Fund almost $11 million. This is the second FDIC-insured institution to fail in Texas this year. The College Station City Council has started talking about changing how it regulates rental housing. The council authorized the Planning and Development Office to conduct a survey among property owners and other city departments about the current registration process. Carl Mooney was intrigued about the idea of requiring permits for rental homes and how to pay for it.
Permit process, that suggests, just like with any business, you're going to have inspections. You're going to have a requirement that the permit be posted somewhere on the premises. You know, there might be a fire marshal involved. There might be some type of building inspection. There might be some type of code enforcement that looks at how many parking spaces do you have for the number of people that you're renting.
The council will resume deliberations next month during a strategic retreat. Until a new president is hired at A&M, someone on campus will serve as interim. The Board of Regents appointed Dean of the Agriculture School and System Vice Chancellor Mark Hussey. Jim Schwertner of Austin, who made the motion, noted Hussey was a member of the search committees that selected departing President Bowen Lofton and Dean of Engineering Catherine Banks.
Dr. Hussey is well respected in the academic community. And one other thing I'd like to say, in the ag community, I've received over 200 phone calls from the state of Texas ag leaders in support of Dr. Hussey this week.
Regent Tony Busby of Houston said support for Hussey also came from a number of academic organizations.
We've heard from the distinguished professors. We've heard from the Faculty Senate Executive Committee. We've heard from the Council for Principal Investigators. We've heard from the Texas Coalition for Excellence in Higher Education.
Governor Perry, an Aggie graduate, had thrown his support behind another system vice chancellor who did not come from the classroom. Hussey's not a candidate for the presidency on a permanent basis. Nothing was said about the status of the search process or who will take over for Hussey when he begins his new role January 14th. The counseling center at Sam Houston State University is open today for those affected by a crash early Saturday morning that killed three students and hospitalized a fourth. Authorities suspect speeding was a factor in the one-car wreck just before 5 a.m. Saturday. The car was found resting against one of the university buildings. Students from San Juan, Brownsville, and Houston were killed. The fourth student from the Woodlands was taken to St. Joseph's in Bryan, where he was last listed in good condition. The main routes in and out of the Sam Houston campus were closed for about 4 hours, but were open in time to take care of traffic for graduation day and ACT testing. The Bryan Fire Department has tips to help you keep your home safe during the holidays. William Bowles with the Bryan Fire Department stresses the importance of reading instructions and obeying them when you're putting up Christmas lights.
The people that put this stuff together, they put some really important things in there, like how many maximum to string together before you set up a different string so that you don't overheat it and start a fire. Just make sure and don't overload your circuits. Spread out the decorations to different circuits in the house. We don't like to see a three-prong extension into another three-prong extension into another five-prong extension.
Right. Bell says there are several YouTube videos of Christmas tree fires that will surprise viewers with how quickly a living room can be destroyed, and he advises you to turn off your tree when sleeping or leaving home. And demolition is underway at West High School 8 months after the fertilizer plant explosion that claimed 15 lives. Assistant Superintendent Jan Hungate says it will be about 2 weeks before the site is cleared.
They are trying to take out the steel, the copper wiring, those kinds of things so that they can be reused and recycled. And so, in other words, there's not a wrecking ball that's coming in and taking down the whole building all at one time.
In its place, a new high school will be built along with a new combined middle and intermediate school, all of which should open in 2015. The West Long-Term Recovery Center continues to serve victims. You can read their latest update online at WTAW.com. Among the statistics, volunteer labor to demolish and haul off destroyed properties has saved residents more than $1.2 million, and contributions to meet unmet needs of victims has topped $400,000. WTOW News Time is 8:37. It's 42 degrees. This look at the news is brought to you by Prince Irrigation. We'll have more news for you at noon, or you can find it anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Kat McMullen for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Why torture yourself dragging hoses again next summer when you could get a professionally installed, water-efficient, automatic irrigation system for your lawn and landscape? Hi, I'm David Prince with Prince Irrigation. We've been serving the Brazos Valley for over 40 years with the highest quality irrigation systems in the state of Texas. We'd love to add you to our list of over 10,000 satisfied customers. Call Prince Irrigation now during the off-season and save up to 10% on your new irrigation system. Call 774-4726 or visit us anytime at PrinceIrrigation.com.
I remember the moment.
I'll never forget that moment.
As long as I live.
As long as I live.
Several of us were working to rescue a family.
The house collapsed on top of the cellar door and trapped them.
We had to use Humvees and heavy machinery to move massive trees and debris.
We got them out.
We helped a lot of people out.
It felt good to know I could really make a difference.
Because I'm a citizen soldier in the National Guard.
Be there the moment your community needs you. Learn more at NationalGuard.com.
Sponsored by the Texas National Guard, aired by the Texas Association of Broadcasters and this station.
Norma G. Tractor. Lower prices, larger cash rebates, zero down and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors, utility vehicles, and lawn equipment. Norma G. Tractor. Check out the new Kubota L3200F, 32-horsepower tractor with 5-foot pasture shredder and a 5-foot box blade, only $12,995. Buy now from Norma G. Tractor. Pay cash and get $2,000 in total rebates, paying $10,995. For your new tractor, shredder, and box blade. Or finance with zero down and zero interest for 5 years and still get a $1,000 rebate. With zero down payment, that's $200 per month. Or 10% down, that's payments of only $153 per month. Why buy used when you can buy new with payments as low as these, plus a 3-year warranty? Norma G. Tractor, for the largest selection and guaranteed best prices. Trade-ins welcome. Your best deals are at Norma G. Tractor, corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norma G., Texas. Visit normangtractor.com. Voted best of the Brazos 10 consecutive years. Remember, nobody beats Norma G. Tractor.
Good morning. It's 840, our Brazos Valley weather forecast. It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to UnitedRoofingPros.com.
High pressure's in control of the weather again today, but the center of the high is moving off to our east, so we'll gradually get rid of the chilly temperatures. Today, sunshine at 65, clear tonight 35 to 40, sunshine for tomorrow with highs of 65 to 70. Tomorrow night, skies are going to be generally clear, lows will be around 40. Wednesday, we'll see sunshine with a high of 65 to 70. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Okay, also the last part of this Liberty Bottle Works story is they have had to post on their website that orders may be delayed because they've had so many new customers since they made the post. So
they're, nice.
Their business is growing as well. Now, maybe you don't want a Liberty Bottle Works bottle. We have maybe another possibility, because we're always here trying to find just the right Christmas item.
Certainly. You. That's why we're here.
Yes. Okay, here we go.
The end of the year is almost near, and often our minds drift to Obama, the 44th president. His administration has been in office since 2009 and has given us many memorable scandals. And now, you can share in them all at your home. With the Obama Scandals Collectible Paper Plate Series, recommended by the Cap and Trade Exchange.
Yes.
Join now and receive a series of plates commemorating government spending on Solyndra, the IRS crackdown on conservatives, the Fast and Furious scandal, and many, many more.
Endless parade of political posturing and phony scandals to...
The parade of scandals are all here, like Benghazi, and they're made of paper, so when things get messy...
Hey, I'm all done. Should I throw this away?
What difference at this point does it make?
You just move them out of the way. From obtaining reporters' phone records to NSA surveillance and data mining, all the scandals are here.
Nobody is listening to your telephone calls.
And who could forget the Obamacare website rollout?
Hey, my plate came with a glitch.
Don't worry, just keep signing up. Eventually, we'll get it right. These valuable paper collector plates aren't available in stores, so call now and sign up to serve up your feast of scandals all year long.
Order your Obama scandal plates now. Supplies are limited.
There you go, from the folks at CNS News.
But if you like your paper plate, you can keep your paper plate.
Absolutely. So I know it's our desire to be just like everybody else. And with that in mind, we have for you today the list of the most Instagrammed locations in the world. Because, again, you want to be like everybody else.
The Eiffel Tower.
Yeah, that's in there. Times Square is number two, by the way. Huh. Times Square is number two. But the number one location is not even in U.S. America. It's the Siam Paragon Shopping Center in Bangkok, Thailand. So,
I've never even heard of it.
Well, but it's out there. So, well, the thing is, there's so many Asians that are on Instagram that part of the world, obviously, they're going to have that. So,
sure.
Times Square, number two. Disneyland, number three. The Bellagio Fountains in Las Vegas is number four. And Disney World, Florida is number five. As far as the most Instagrammed cities, well, Las Vegas is number nine. San Diego is eight. Rio is number seven. Moscow, Sao Paulo, London, L.A., Bangkok, and number one is New York City. So there, U.S. America gets that going for us. So, but places that are Instagrammed, why not? Remember we told you last week about SantaCon?
Yes.
Drunken people in Santa Claus clothes. Well, obviously a fight broke out at the SantaCon in New York.
Awesome.
Six intoxicated Santas got into a brawl on a snowy sidewalk during the convention on Saturday. It says here an elf may have been involved as well.
Oh, wow.
Punching people in the kneecaps, no doubt. The whole thing caught on video, of course, and has been posted. The convention started in 1997, reportedly been gradually going downhill every year, prompted a local police lieutenant to send an open letter to bar owners asking them to use caution when serving Santas, saying having thousands of intoxicated party growers roaming the street, littering, vomiting, and otherwise vandalizing will not be tolerated in our neighborhood. Supposedly a fundraiser. I don't think we've figured out how much money they've raised, nor have we figured out where the money goes. But aside from that, just fine.
To the Santa retirement village.
So they can all get together and do this again every
yes.
day. State media says China safely carried out the world's first soft landing on of a space probe on the moon in nearly four decades.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Yeah, state television showed pictures of the moon's surface at the as the Chang 3 lander touched down on Saturday night. Lander carries a moon rover called Jade Rabbit that will separate from the lander and embark on a three-month scientific exploration.
Now, that's cute, because in Eastern culture, instead of a man in the moon, they see a rabbit in the moon.
Oh, so there
so
we
there's
go.
A joke there.
That's it. China is the third country to carry out a lunar soft landing. Of course, U.S. America did it, and so did the Soviet Union. All went to the same desert in Arizona.
They did not.
Oh, okay. All right. British researchers are using the fictional James Bond figure to drive home the idea that alcohol abuse can be a problem if you drink like James Bond. See, if James were real, he would be too boozed up and addled to actually do all those things that he does in the movies, much less defuse a nuclear bomb. Researchers based this on the character's alcohol intake in the original 14 Bond novels. From the 1950s and 60s, the super spy downed at least four times the recommended intake of alcohol every day, putting him in the top whack of problem drinkers. Well, maybe he didn't drink the whole drink. He could have just had one sip and set it down.
Martinis are little.
Yeah, and plus, well, but, you know, then he had to go fight somebody or win it back or something. But anyhow, the product of his time, author Ian Fleming, who died at the age of 56 after a lifetime of heavy smoking and drinking himself, the doctors say the real Bond would have had a similar life expectancy. Well, but we don't want to see that, you know, just saying. All right, now, the mind, the brain is an amazing thing. I mean, you think about what triggers different memories. Sometimes a smell, sometimes a taste, sometimes just being someplace can cause some memory to come dredged up out of your past.
Sure.
About 30 people in U.S. America are known to have a condition which is called highly superior autobiographical memory, HSAM. And although they can remember every day of their lives, their memories are not perfect. The lady who was on Taxi, I forget her
this
name.
Is Mary Lou Henner? Or?
She has that. She has this highly superior autobiographical memory.
Like, can tell you what she's had for lunch every day of her life.
Right, something happened in a minute. But what they're saying now is that their memories are not perfect. Researchers at the University of California, Irvine, found people with this so-called super memory share a trait with the general population. That is, their minds can be tricked into actually creating false memories. Now, the proceedings of the National Academy of Science report this, and you'll be getting your Christmas issue soon.
Oh, sure.
With the fold-out calendar. explain when psychologists told subjects about well-publicized video footage of the crash of United Airlines 93, Flight 93, on September 11, 2001, the same percentage of people with the super memories falsely remembered it as did the ordinary people, because there really isn't any footage of that.
That was the one that went down in the field.
Right. In more elaborate tests, those with super memories created more false memories than those of us with average memories.
So really, they only think they remember every day.
Well, and again, maybe they do remember that stuff, but they also create false memories. And again, if they remember everything, how are you going to argue with them about it? You know, it's a little bit hard to do that. You'd think that, well, maybe they were right about that as well.
Sure.
So, no telling. All right, the movies this week. Desolation of Smaug, number one. 73 million, those little hobbits out there. And actually, last year, there was a Hobbit movie that was number one as well. Anyway, that was number one, and Frozen was number two. And let's see what else. Oh, what's it called? Madea's Christmas. Okay, that did 16 million again, because Tyler Perry needed to fill the Christmas stockings. Hunger Games is still in at number four, and Thor the Dark World in at number five. So those are your.
I've seen one of those movies.
Yeah, I've seen a couple.
Coming up, as we said, Anchorman this weekend. Also, Saving Mr. Banks. That's that story about Walt Disney, which
I really want to see that.
Me too.
Sounds interesting. American Hustle, Christian Bale and A.B. Adams. That'll be out this week as well. So now, Ace Frehley, if you know him, guitarist from Kiss, pretty much his Westchester home burned, heavily damaged by fire. Ace not home at the time, and in fact, the property was in foreclosure. And Ace has been fighting that a while. And I would imagine there'll probably be some sort of investigation.
Oh, I'm sure. Ace was—he's like the only one that doesn't do the reunions.
Really?
He was the spacey one.
Oh, well, apparently so spaced out he's not paying his taxes, huh?
Judging by some of the stuff that I've read, that spaced out in other.
Oh, okay.
He likes to imbibe.
Oh, I see. Well, okay, there you are. So anyhow, they'll be checking that one
business
out.
Owners, do you have used equipment and materials taking up space that you'd like to sell quickly for cash? I'm Lance Swigert, Vice President of Swico Auctions. Locally owned, we sell literally everything from heavy equipment to staplers for businesses looking to turn unwanted items into money. If you need it gone now, we'll come to your place, gather all the information, and sell it. Or list it yourself. See how it works at swicoauctions.com. S-W-I-C-O auctions.com. Texas license 15939.
Trick out your ride this Christmas with a Rhino Bedliner from Texas Custom Outfitters for work or play. Your trucks and equipment take a beating every day. Make them last with Rhino Linings Protective Coatings. Whether you're investing in a new truck or looking to add life to your existing truck, trailer, RV, and equipment, Rhino Linings is a proven solution. Rhino Extreme Coating offers great chemical, rust, and corrosion resistance, as well as superior impact resistance to withstand those heavy loads. So if you want to get an industrial strength truck bed liner, go extreme. Get yours today at Texas Custom Outfitters on Highway 6 in Navasota. Call 936-870-3009.
Make it a merry holiday with wine from Messinahoff Winery and Resort. Messinahoff wine will enchant you. Its decadence louder than the ringing in of New Year's in Times Square. Gather holiday gifts, share a meal in the Vintage House restaurant, relax with wine on tap in the wine bar. The top all-around Texas winery is your top all-around holiday solution. Visit Messinahoff.com today. Holidays in Messinahoff. What a great combination. Come celebrate life with us.
How would you like to have direct access to your doctor 24/7 by cell, text, or email? How would you like to have flexible hours, no office wait times, and an appointment when you need it? It's called Concierge Medicine, and it's available now in the Brazos Valley. It's available locally with MyMDBCS. MyMDBCS is a primary care, retainer-based practice serving the Bryan-College Station area, and it's the first of its kind for our region. Dr. Lon Young and Dr. Andy Wilson, board-certified in emergency medicine, created MyMDBCS in order to provide a high-quality, personal experience to a smaller number of patients. Enrollment is limited. Call today to learn more about the benefits of truly personalized care. It's more affordable than you think. Call 209-0458. That's 209-0458 or visit mymdbcs.com. MyMDBCS, like a doctor in the family.
For the very best in swimming pool maintenance, service, and repair, call the Pool Guy. The Pool Guy's also the service center and warranty provider for all major equipment manufacturers. The Pool Guy not only services what he sells, he'll even service what his competitors sell. The Pool Guy will make sure you and your family have a hassle-free swimming pool that's clean and safe to use all summer long. Call the Pool Guy, 575-6200, 575-6200, official corporate sponsor of Texas A&M Athletics, the Pool Guy.
About 7 minutes till News Talk 1620 WTAW. Didn't have a big winner in the lottery over the weekend.
No, that's about to be a biggie.
$550 million, I think, is what that's supposed to be. I'm not sure exactly how that breaks down, but
a lot.
The winning store gets $1 million. But if you have $550 million, think about this. You could buy 2.25 million vowels on Wheel of Fortune.
Well, yeah, if you're going to break it down to that, why not?
Sure. Snowed in Egypt. Snowed in Egypt. First time in more than a century. The Middle East is blanketed in snow. A little cold snap. That's why they don't call it global warming anymore.
Yes, it's climate change.
That's right. Talk of the weather that they had there kind of lit up the social media as well. But the snow is causing major problems everywhere in the region. Syrian refugee troops in Lebanon and Jordan being hammered by the weather. They obviously not designed to withstand that. Agencies rushing to distribute blankets and tarps there. Jerusalem, meanwhile, hit with a 3-foot snow, knocking out power and closing roads. That's serious snow. All right, here we are. It's the most dangerous things you can do in your car. According to the auto accident statistics, these are the most dangerous things. Number 7, get too comfortable. Resist the temptation to prop your feet up and sleep, right? Recline in your seat or anything like that, or slip your shoes off. It is a recipe for drowsiness. Number 6, read billboards. Highway signs are designed to be readable rapidly and with the same size letters, same font and all that. So get smaller, you're liable to get distracted.
Unless it's got Mr. Down's picture on it.
Then it's okay. Make calls. Good old-fashioned phone calls. You know, not safe. Number 4, text, tweet, Facebook, any of that. Number 3, let your dog ride shotgun. Pets really cause quite a few accidents. One study showed a third of the dog owners reported being distracted by their pets while driving. Number 2, rely on caffeine or sweets or energy drinks. 17% of all fatal accidents involve drowsy driving. That's why it's dangerous to think that 3 cups of coffee and 2 Red Bulls is going to keep you awake. And number 1, eat or drink. Eat or drink. Biggest distraction. We love to eat when we drive. We love to drink when we drive. Don't do that. Be defensive, especially now. But, you know, our town is different because we have our town back now.
Yeah.
You know, we'll be able to go out today. You can careen from curb to curb on Texas Avenue. I mean, it's fabulous.
After the weekend for the graduations,
that's
it
right.
Was just nuts.
That's it. Well, but we want them, you know, and we want them to come back.
Absolutely.
They bring mom and dad's card with them, and, you know, they spend a lot of money. But in the meantime, we get almost a month where we can drive hither and yon.
Are you ready to get the college degree you've always dreamed of or looking for quick training for a new career? Then look no further than Blinn College. A national website recently named Blinn one of the top community colleges in the state of Texas. And Blinn transfers more students to 4-year universities than any other school in the state. Check out our new 8-week and online courses, as well as workforce and technical training offerings. Classes begin soon, so register now at blinn.edu. Blinn College. Proven.
For over 40 years, the Arts Council has established strong partnerships with Brazos Valley businesses.
This is Cherry Rufino with Coldwell Banker United Realtors. When we partner with the Arts Council, we help create something beneficial to our community. From museums, theaters, history, music, or art, we're playing a part in shaping the Brazos Valley. Everyone directly benefits from that relationship, and that's why Coldwell Banker United loves our business partnership with the Arts Council.
Join the Arts Council today as a business member to make the arts a visible and thriving economic driver in our community.
I'm speaking with Ron Smith with Aggieland Carpet One. When people are replacing carpets, that's really easy to do.
That's right. We take care of everything. We do all of the service side of it as well. We can come into your home, move your furniture, take out the old carpet, clean, and even disinfect your floor under the carpet before we put in the new carpet.
Now, why do you do that? I've never heard of anyone doing that, but you have some different guarantees here at Carpet One.
That's right. We have a great product that we spray down before we install the new carpet, kill any odors or bacteria, things like that that might be. A lot of people these days are concerned about the health of the home. These products really do a great job at making sure your home is as safe and healthy as it can be.
Well, we're located right on Highway 6 next to the Harley-Davidson dealership near the Barron Road overpass.
I just think everyone should come into Carpet One today.
The right interior landscaping can make for a more productive place to work. Lots of healthy green plants not only improve your employees' disposition, but also filter toxins and impurities from the air. That's why many businesses in our area use Green Teams for their interior landscaping. Green Teams also has short-term plant rentals for events like weddings and conferences. Call Kathy Martine with Green Teams, 823-7551. Green Teams.
News Talk 1620 WTAW, a couple of minutes till. 23-month-old baby fell from a second-floor window in Italy last week, but was caught by a person down there on the ground.
That was my commentary for Friday. It was amazing. Yeah.
Luigi Barbanera, who was a former goalkeeper?
Yep.
Wow.
It works as a prison guard.
That's awesome.
Yeah, it really is. And state police officers in Pennsylvania confiscated several Christmas presents. Police pulled over 38-year-old Randy Jesus Valdiva. We presume it's Jesus. He may call himself something different. On I-80, he allegedly started acting suspiciously. Cops asked if they could search the van. Christmas presents all wrapped up. Oh, wait, inside 9 kilos of cannabis. Yeah.
He's trying to make everybody have a happy Christmas.
Wonder if he had any pot holders.
Oh, no!
My gosh. Wait, any pot holders.
Yeah. Thank you. Thank you, everybody.
We'll be here all week. Last.